The following is an interview suggested for The Showman or for Women's Magazine, an interview with Miss Ada Reeve, well-known British artist, who is also very well-known in Australia. Approximate duration of the interview, 5 minutes. Start recording 10 seconds from now. Miss Reeve, what are you calling this book of yours?
Take It for Effect.
And does Australia merit much of a mention in it?
Yes, I've quite a number of chapters, beginning with my first appearance in 1897, when I came out under contract to Williamson and Musgrove to play the gay Parisian and the French maid.
And when was your next return to Australia?
Not until 1914, when I came out to U.D. McIntosh to play vaudeville on the Tivoli circuit, opening in Melbourne. And strangely enough, I've always opened in Melbourne. I usually finish up in Sydney.
That would be around about the time of the Great War, wouldn't it? 1914?
Yes. I remember we declared war on Germany during my Melbourne season. And on that night, I finished my turn with a little speech. God save our splendid men. Send them back home again. God save our men. Keep them victorious, happy and glorious. They are so dear to us. God save our men. I remember Harry Jacobs was conducting for me. Yes, as long ago as 1914.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I brought him to Australia. I understand he's still in harness over there.
Oh, yes, Harry's still playing and
dear
conducting over there.
Harry, what a nice boy he was. If you're listening, Harry, my love to you and Lucy.
You know, Miss Reeve, your name is still extremely well remembered in Australia, particularly by diggers of the 1418 War. Now, I'm sure there must be a story there somewhere.
Well, I'm glad to tell you that I was hostess to quite a lot of Aussie boys at my home in the Isle of Wight during the latter part of 1915 and 16. They came in batches of 10 during their convalescence after Gallipoli and prior to their returning home to Australia. And that reminds me to say to them, if you are still alive, any of you boys, it would give me such great pleasure to be in touch with you once more. Oh, look, do let me show you this illuminated address. They gave me this in 1922.
Well, Miss Reeve, this is certainly something of which you must be very proud, I should imagine. It's a beautifully illuminated address, ladies and gentlemen, from the Returned Sailors and Soldiers Imperial League of Australia. Do you mind if I read a little bit of the inscription?
No, go ahead.
Well, a portion of the inscription reads as follows. The Melbourne branch places upon this record its unstinted admiration for your noble, self-sacrificing service in behalf of Australia's soldiers during and since the war. Let this be truly written of your bounty, as of your art, that it knows no limit. I'm sure that must refer to something in particular.
Well, I think it particularly refers to the fact that I raised £15,000 in Australasia and so saved their London Anzac buffet from closing down.
Well, no wonder they've remembered you in such a fine fashion. When was your last appearance over there, Miss Reeve?
I actually made my final appearance on the air from Sydney. It was the day before I sailed for England in 1935. It was in a comedy that had been specially written for me by Edmund Barclay and produced by Lawrence Sissel, called Eccles Cakes Limited. There must be many who will recall that amusing story of the Lancashire woman who married the Australian soldier.
Can you recall any of the great names of the Australian theatre with whom you played during your long experience in Australia?
Let me see now. In 1914, yes, there was Howard Vernon, Albert Whelan, Carrie Moore, Minnie Everett.
Well, those are names that theatre-goers, I'm certain, will remember, theatre-goers of the older generation. What do you think was your greatest personal success in Australia?
Oh, undoubtedly Spangles in 1922, which up to that time held the record for the longest run in Australia. We ran for nearly 12 months with the one show. The public vied with each other as to who had seen it the most times. One old gentleman wrote to the papers saying that he hadn't missed one matinee since it first opened, and we'd given two matinees a week.
He must have been a very enthusiastic old gentleman.
Yes, indeed he was.
And what have you been doing since your return to England, Miss Reeve?
Well, when I first returned, I played in cabaret, singing songs, you know. Then I went into straight plays. Mrs. Batley in J.B. Priestley's They Came to a City. That ran for 12 months at the Globe Theatre. And afterwards we made a film of it in The Shop at Sly Corner, which ran for nearly 2 years at the St. Martin's Theatre. And more recently, Don't Listen, Ladies, at the St. James Theatre, which ran for nearly a year.
Talking of films, have you been doing any film work recently?
Oh, I just finished one, I Believe in You. And since then I've done Time Bomb and The Yellow Balloon.
Well, finally, Miss Reeve, have you any message that you'd like to send to your very many friends in Australia?
Oh, if I started sending messages to my friends, I should never finish. Look, as this is going to be heard in Australia, could I send a word to my two daughters?
Why, certainly.
Who've made Australia their home, you know.
You're right.
Bessie
ahead.
And Goody, my dears, my love to you both. Also to April and Yuki, my two grandchildren.